Chongqing, a city built on hills and mountains, is famous for its hot pot and futuristic cityscapes. But beyond the vibrant images of its dizzying skyline lies a city that's home to millions, where daily life is shaped by steep terrain. Here, navigating height is the norm. 63-year-old Xu is one of the few remaining porters in Chongqing. Locally known as Bangbangjun, these porters transport goods using bamboo poles balanced across their shoulders. These days, she moves wholesale goods between locations for packaging and shipping. As road conditions improve and doorstep delivery services expand, demand for bangbang has declined. With fewer young people entering the trade, it's slowly disappearing. To newcomers, Chongqing can feel disorienting. 28-year-old Gong Yupeng calls himself a Shandong man turned Chongqing son-in-law. He moved here a year and a half ago to be with his partner, and the couple now have a place of their own. But adapting from the get-go wasn't easy for him. In Gangfeng Village, one of Jiangbei District's last old residential communities, 63-year-old Chen Hao lives on the third floor of a building without an elevator. It's a climb he has made for decades.
We
Chen Hao and his father have lived in Chongqing since the 1960s, witnessing firsthand how the city has transformed.
变化是相当大的，看以前那从我们当娃儿的时候啊，那下去是一个坡坡到河边，一坡呀，梯根走下去，你看现在一公路翻天覆地的变化，这变化相当大。现在你像沿江路修得多好，对吧？ 那公交车基本都没得，要爬到高头要建起来短了，你交通不方便，出行不太方便。
以前我娃儿来在说，但是我还是不喜欢坐那种高楼，我这那些老房子一个比较都是那土生土长的人都比较熟，环境也比较了解，所以一般还是愿意住一地方。
To the residents, Chongqing's hilly landscape is something they learn to live with. For architects, it's a puzzle that needs solving. Li Weitao has spent over a decade designing buildings in Chongqing.
重庆其实最有特点的就是大家都会聊的，比如说你一栋楼里你平街进去发现你在14楼，你往下走14楼，走到一楼的时候发现你出去还是一条街，就这个是重庆比较常见的一个情况，就它的整个空间会更加立体。比如说白象居就是一个很大体量而且很高的一个建筑，它没有电梯啊，因为当年10层以上的房子是必须要做电梯的，那他利用这个地形非常好的规避了这个10层以上这个问题，我从哪个地方进去我都没有10层以上，所以他就没有修电梯啊，就这种其实是当时是为了省钱，他为了不修电梯他给你搞了很多个首层可以进去，然后你可以不停地在里面游逛。重庆人的这种精神就是我在一个山地去做建设，我在一个山地去生活，那解决问题的过程中因为他没有规律可循，所以很多时候是有一些创造性的思维。重庆这座城市能够建成今天这个样子，最迷人的部分，最吸引眼球的部分，最让大家喜欢的部分，也是它最特别的部分，往往都是顺应自然的结果，而不是战胜自然的结果。
From this height, it's easier to see the whole picture. And what ground level might feel overwhelming now starts to make sense.This isn't chaos, but choreography, a city moving in rhythm with its terrain. In Chongqing, vertical living isn't about spectacle or scale. It's about adaptation, shaped by the land and by the people who've learned to call it home, one level at a time.